Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week on Harmonia, we'll take a look at the extravagant medieval banquet known as the Feast of the Pheasant. Hosted by Duke Philip the Good of Burgundy, the event was intended to kick off a crusade. The feast itself was nothing short of a spectacle, especially its musical entertainments. We'll listen to a reconstruction of its music by Ensemble Gilles Binchois and a new release by Ensemble Dulce Melos.
Auf den Tag, so das Jahr fragt. Zeit, das da.
Two songs from Das Lochhammer Liederbuch, or the Lochham Songbook. Baritone Martin Hummel was the soloist with ensemble Dulce Melos. These songs are part of a recent recording on the Naxos label, which feature a representative selection from the little-known song collection once owned by Wolflein von Lochhammer. The fall of Constantinople in 1453 led the Pope to invite Duke Philip the Good of Burgundy to mount a crusade, one that was supposed to take back the city from the Turks. And while no crusade ever took place, there was plenty of intent not long after the acceptance of the papal invitation. Duke Philip put on what was called the Feast of the Pheasant, an extravagant banquet that culminated in resolutions being made by the Duke and other nobles. Described in the memoirs of Olivier de la Marche, a live pheasant was brought in, on which vows were taken against the Turks. But before the vows came the entertainments, which included plays, jousts, dancing, and performing minstrels.
Thank you.
Music from the Court of Burgundy, Ensemble Gilles Banchois, performed under the direction of Dominique Veillard. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music thought to have been performed at the Feast of the Pheasant in early 1454. The chronicler La Marche was quite detailed in his descriptions of the entertainments that took place during the feast, some of them sounding a bit surreal, if not comical. One in particular has a young boy riding atop a fake horse. As they entered, both the boy and the horse sang a duet composed by Gilles Banchois. The song in question happens to be the only piece that still exists from the feast. We'll hear the surviving work Je ne vis encore la pareille de vous, I Never Saw Your Equal, followed by other works that could have been performed, an instrumental Ave Regina Caelorum of Walter Fry, and Banchois' Votre Trait du Regard. Ensemble Gilles Banchois performs.
Amen.
We heard music from Ensemble Gilles Benchois' reconstruction of the Feast of the Pheasant. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to music thought to have been performed at the Feast of the Pheasant. The manner in which the vows were taken at the feast is part of a tradition found in late medieval France. The vœu du faisan, or oath on the pheasant, was in line with traditions of bird oaths. Made popular in Jacques de Langoyan's epic poem Les Vœux du Paon, the ritual seems to have been founded as a rite of chivalry. We'll hear Ensemble Gilles Benchois perform excerpts from their reconstruction of the Feast of the Pheasants. They're directed by Dominique Veillard.
Thank you.
Music from the Burgundian court of Duke Philip the Good. Ensemble Gilles Binchois performed music thought to have been performed at the 15th century Feast of the Pheasants. They were directed by Dominique Vaillard. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're looking at the musical entertainments from the late medieval Feast of the Pheasants. The diarist Lamarche went on to describe some of the more memorable music presentations at the banquet. Picture it. There are three gigantic dining tables, two of which had very large centerpieces. One was built to look like a pie, and the other a model of a church. From within the pie, two dozen minstrels performed. In comparison, the church contained bells, an organ, and a quartet of singers. There were other musicians elsewhere, but perhaps none presented in such a peculiar and entertaining fashion. Thank you. Ensemble Gilles Banchois perform music from the 15th century Feast of the Pheasant, from their 1991 release Le Banquet du Veau. They were directed by Dominique Veillade. Our new release of the week comes from the Naxos label. Ensemble Dulce Melos performs pieces from the Lochham songbook, the Lochhammer Liederbuch, from the middle of the 15th century. The songs are presented in both vocal and in varied instrumental arrangements. We'll hear baritone Martin Hummel perform two anonymous works, accompanied by Ensemble Dulce Melos under the direction of Mark Levin.
Ich sah ein Bild in blauer Watt, freundlich geneiget früh und spät. Gott selber es gebildet hat. Gar adelreich ist es gestellt, je länger, je pass es mir gefällt. Wollt Gott, wär ich zu ihm gesellt. Ihr Mündlein rot, recht als ein Rotrubein, ihr Äuglein geben lichten Schein, ihr Angesicht erfreut das Herz mein. Ich bat dasselbig Fräulein, ob sie mich wollt lassen, ihr Diener sein. Ja, sprach sie, du Trautgeselle mein. Thank you. was wir dir war. Ich wünsch dir tausend gute Jahr, die lass ich dir, Frau, zuletzt.
Music from the Lochham Songbook. Ensemble Dulce Melos perform pieces from their latest recording on the Naxos label. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ethergame musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.